Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for Success of Ease. We've got your recipe for success in business and living. I'm your host, Lori Wilk. Our show is live today. I'm very excited to have our guest here today, who is a former top-ranked tennis professional. You've seen her in the U.S. Open. She's traveled around the world playing tennis. She's graduated from Princeton University and now works in the area of digital marketing. She is also a health and wellness advocate, specializing in the area of personal growth and fitness. So please help me welcome to our show, Neha Uberoi.
Hey, Lori.
Hey, glad to have you here. This is awesome.
Thank you. Thanks
for
this opportunity.
The work that you're doing. Thank you. Thank you. Tell our audience a little bit more about your background and what brought you to the work that you're doing right now as a personal growth and fitness person, advocate.
Sure. So I am one of five sisters, come from Indian background, and we are all athletes. All of us played tennis. One of my sisters, Shikha, and I both got to play on the professional tour for many years. We played in the U.S. Open and all around the world. And, you know, I learned so much about myself, you know, training to be a professional athlete at such a young age, and then stopping that world and going back to a place like Princeton. You know, there's a lot of ups and downs that you go through, not only as an athlete, but when you're transitioning at, you know, in your early 20s. So it's something that I really care about, and I feel that people can connect to always trying to be better, understand themselves, self-discovery. And it's just something I'm very, very passionate about.
I have a question for you. So when you were in this world as a professional athlete, what was the age range that you were doing that?
So I started training at the age of 9. I moved to an academy with my sister. I left my sisters and my mom and my dad at home, and we moved to an academy. And I didn't turn pro until the age of 17. So I actually went and did my freshman year at Princeton at 16, and I played on the Princeton tennis team. I left, I took a leave of absence for 6 years, went on the pro tour, and then came back and finished my degree.
Wow, 6 years out there on the road like that. That's a conversation of a whole entire show, book. I mean, it's amazing. In fact, you know, I was thinking about that whole arena. You know, in our family, we have a company, All Sports Publishing, and I'm like, oh my gosh, these type of stories should be published through the All Sports Publishing imprint. So you are making me think that way today. It's awesome. So let's talk about where you are now as this health and wellness advocate specializing in personal growth and fitness. What are you doing to be able to share that with the world?
Right. So I actually started my own website back when I was in college, when I had left the tour, because people had a lot of questions about, you know, how do I lose weight? How do I meditate? How do I get, you know, into peak performance shape? And so I thought I would share my stories and my journey just sort of casually on my blog. And that sort of evolved, and my interest in social media marketing and digital marketing evolved as well. And where, you know, I started my own channel online, which is now being featured on the BYL network, which I'm very, very excited about. So I get to reach a very wide audience, people who are looking to enhance their physical bodies as well as their spiritual and emotional health.
Well, BYL Network Online is a 24-hour network, and so anyone that can connect to the online and have be able to type in the web address, BYLnetwork.com, as well as folks who want to tap into watching your program even through mobile devices, they can go to BYLnetwork.com and see you. And my understanding is you're on the women's channel, which is a great place to be, and that you are on 6 times a day, 7 days a week, and also there in the on-demand. So you are just an online star, my dear. Thank you for being on my show.
Thank you. Yes, no, I'm very, very excited to be on this network. I think it's an awesome opportunity for me. And also, I've been watching some of the other shows that are on there. You know, there's some cooking shows and also just sort of how-tos. And I really, really enjoy the content that's out there. It's made by real people who have real, tangible things to help you live a better life. So, you know, I'm just glad to be a part of that.
Let's talk about your Neha shows and some of the different things that we are going to be seeing on your show, because the show is produced in, you know, I call it kind of these bite-sized, enjoyable vignettes, you know, 3.5 to 5 minutes, so you get a little at each time that you can absorb. Can you take us through some of the different types of episodes that we're going to see and the areas that you're going to focus on?
Sure. So I do have some very tennis or athletic specific exercises and routines that I showcase, things that have helped me stay injury free or helped me recover from injuries, nutrition advice. And then another section that I have is more from a personal growth that ties into my website. So I talk about my journey with food and, you know, America's obsession with diets and body weight. So you can, you know, you'll have a glimpse into how I got over some of the troubles that I had. I also go into a little bit of spiritual understanding, and you'll be able to see ways to meditate that are easy for people like me who hate meditating, or my journey through yoga and how, you know, people who are not very flexible like myself can gain tremendous growth personally from these kinds of practices. So it's really quite a wide array, you know, lifestyle, but I do also have a small focus on very specific fitness exercises as well.
I want to come back here to what you said about not being flexible, because I would have actually bet money that you were much more flexible.
No, and, I mean, you know, all those years on the court. No, they really tighten your body. Yeah, I mean, all my quads, my hips, you know, oh, my hips. They always say in yoga, oh, your hips are tight. That means that you, you know, are stubborn or you're not able to let go. And I'm always in my mind, it's like, no, it's from, you know, 20 years on the hard courts that made my hips tight. So, yeah, you would think that it is, but, it's, you know, it's really genetic. But you can improve it, and I have seen improvements in just the past 3 months. So I'm very excited about that.
That's amazing, you know, with the yoga. So I'm very excited. I happen to like yoga a lot. And there's all different forms of yoga. One of the forms of yoga, it requires you to sit in this room or do the exercises in a room that's like this 105 degrees or crazy temperature. And the amount of sweating
Bikram yoga,
that you do.
Yeah, hot yoga.
The
thing is that the way that Americans have sort of monetized and commercialized yoga is not really – yoga just means practice. And there are many ways to do yoga. It doesn't mean just exercising or, you know, being flexible or doing any stretching exercises. Yoga is a way of living and being. And, you know, just – sort of Western philosophy is to commercialize everything and figure out a way to make money off of it. So it's very interesting for me to see, coming from a Hindu and Indian background, how we in the West interpret yoga, and how I, you know, coming from two different backgrounds, both being Indian and American, incorporate yoga into my life. So it's a very interesting journey.
So when you say yoga is really just about a practice, and so it's more of, like you said, like this lifestyle and a way of being. So do you say it's just more of a, like a peaceful way of being? How what is like your
It's a discipline. It's a discipline that includes specific bodily postures as well as other disciplines, you know, meditation, breathing control. There are a lot of other sort of methods of yoga. In Sanskrit,
okay.
It literally means union. It doesn't mean flexibility. It means union, and that union is with God or your higher self. And so when you are doing disciplines, and one yoga discipline happens to be bodily postures, you are trying to create union with God, essentially, or with your higher self. So it doesn't just have one meaning.
I love that. Well, if people are listening and tuning in, I'm your host, Lori Wilk, and we're spending time here with former tennis pro Neha Uberoi. We're talking about her current journey now and her show that she's airing on BYL Network, Neha Shows, where she is helping people with health and wellness. She's a health and wellness advocate, and personal growth and fitness is her area. Talk about the little bit of the areas of the body and the focus of what you're going to be bringing on the show, some of the things that you'll be highlighting in your season that you've just started with BYL Network.
Yeah, I mean, really my philosophy, Lori, is that, you know, you should be able to take care of your body, but I like to treat it as though it's a sort of like a body of armor. And, you know, you want to make sure that all of your body parts are functioning correctly and have strength and mobility. So my focus is very targeted. You know, I'll do leg exercises with maybe ankle weights or body weights. You know, I'm not really making you do crazy workouts. Most of it can be done lying down. But you want to make sure that all of your body parts are being activated and you're sculpting your muscles in a way that creates a body of armor. So that's really what my philosophy is, and I try to give that in little snippets to the world.
So when you say body of armor, you mean that somebody, that person is strong. They're strong within themselves.
Strong. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to be ripped or, you know, super cut, but that you have strength, that your back's not going to give out or your knees are not hurting because you don't have quad strength. So there, you know, there are just specific things. You can stand up straight, or that you don't have ankle pain because you have good flexibility in your feet. So, you know, just sort of creating a good base or a good structure to be able to live the life you want to.
Great philosophy. Can you give us a couple of pointers in terms of eating and wellness and some of the things that maybe you found coming from maybe a way that wasn't so healthy to something that's wonderful at this point?
Sure. Being a professional athlete and a female, you can imagine the amount of scrutiny I had on my body, not only from my family, my coaches, but from spectators and the media. So I've had my fair share of trials and tribulations with diets and body image and, you know, all that goes along with food. And what I've come down to realize is that the more I deny myself things or tell myself that I can't have something, the more I want it. And so I've found peace with food by first being able to realize, you know, that food is something that nourishes my body and it's very necessary and important for me. And secondly, that I allow myself to eat whatever I want. Now, people think, oh, you know, eat whatever you want. What I mean by that is I don't place restrictions on myself. Instead, I say, I can have that French fry, chocolate, milkshake, whatever, but I choose not to. And giving myself the power of choice has really empowered me in my food eating or food picking decisions. Does that make sense, Lori?
Absolutely, because as you say, if you would tell a child they can't do something, the first thing they want to do is they want to do that activity you've just told them that they cannot do.
Not just a child, adults as well. So,
okay,
you know,
polite there. The same thing with an adult.
Yeah.
The fact that you're speaking from a level of choice, that
right.
You have a choice to take a look at what are your options, whether it's the French fry or the steak or the chicken or just the vegetables. You have these options, and you know that you can have whichever option you choose, and each of the options will have consequences. And in
right.
loving yourself and in caring about yourself, you know, you've moved, it sounds like you've moved to a place of making better choices and better options, but you do not implicitly tell yourself that you absolutely cannot have a certain thing should you want to participate in it. I like it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And obviously that comes with practice. You have to know your limits. You have to know your body. You have to learn more about yourself. But it's something that's really helped me. And, you know, as cliche as it is to say, like, you have to love your body, it's a lifelong process. You're not going to just say, okay, today I love my body. You just have to kind of develop it and get there.
Well, I know that our listeners will enjoy your programming on BYL Network. We've had a great time here with Miha Uberoi, and please go ahead and follow our programming here and share this program with your friends on other social networks. And Miha, come on back and join us again here on Successipedes. It's been great having you as a guest.
You got it. Thank you for the time, Lori. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Listeners, till we get together again, be successful and be safe. Goodbye for now.